Hey there, this is Brandon with the Rheology Podcast, and welcome to Afterthoughts, a show after the show of So They Say. In this extra episode, Chris and Tyler will share some extra stuff, thoughts, and even questions that came up during the recording of episode 11, The Guilt Gospel.
Hey, that was a great episode 11, everybody. But I got some notes.
Oh, yeah?
That's a good intro. I like that. Yeah.
Really? What notes do you got?
Let me pull up my notes.
Scott, pull up your notes, too.
Beep, 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 bop, bop, beep, beep, bop, bop, bop.
Okay. So I had this thought, right?
Uh-huh.
And we definitely didn't talk about this off mic 5 seconds ago.
Well, we did, but that's okay. We'll continue here.
But the thought was, I brought this idea up, and then I think we were like, let's just start recording. So this is half-baked thoughts. My thought was, so a lot of people are listening to this are probably, you could be going to a church and maybe feeling like, I don't know if I want to go, if it's lost its potency. Right. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you stopped going to church and you don't have any desire to go back to a church. Or you could be you stopped going to church for whatever reason, but you still feel this pull to go to church. Right. And I think we have all stated that church, the nonprofit organization, not the ecclesia, church is not necessarily a bad thing. Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So how can we, like, navigate that in mind? Part of our, like, walk with God, our relationship with God as Christians, right? What do we do with church? Can we use church? Because I believe it can still be a good tool for our walk with God,
yeah.
Right? Our relationship with God. Because I think institutions are not bad. Like, once institutions become the main thing, that does become bad.
They're not
institutions are not bad. It helps us, like, pass on knowledge from generations and generations, right? Mm-hmm. There's things that institutions can do that I cannot personally do. So I think institutions are a good thing, but how can we use these things appropriately? I think that was the conversation.
Yeah.
I think we've talked a lot about what church is not.
Yeah.
We probably need to spend some time and talk about what church can be and what role it can play in the grand scheme. Because what we've done a lot of is to try to, like, debunk the idea that the church is the pinnacle for every Christian. And it's you have to go to that in order to get to God. And then after that, go to heaven. Right.
Yes,
so you can't, as we've said before,
the perfect process
and the book, right? The idea of the book is you can't be a Christian basically if you don't go to church.
Right.
How do you go to heaven? My goodness. Like, how do you know God? So we've done a pretty good job of debunking that church is not that. And we've also said the church is not the ecclesia that we find in scripture.
Right.
So what is it then?
Pause. The little camera guys are not.
He's not recording, so don't worry about it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Sorry, be wise. Cut this out.
You really like giving people the nicknames that they've probably never had.
I love a good nickname.
Okay. It's easier when you don't even see him. Yeah. We haven't heard his voice yet.
Call him whenever he wants.
Yeah.
Whenever I want to. Sorry.
That's okay. I put him to sleep. I put the little babies to sleep. Yeah. Went to bed.
So cute. I know.
Okay, so let's continue with what I was going to say to you, Chris, about the conversation that my wife and I had about you and your wife, Megan, mainly about Megan.
Hmm.
And it's not just Megan, it's all of us, really, who have a desire to, you know, okay, cool, we got a relationship with God, now what?
Mm-hmm.
And so our culture, our 21st century Western, you know, Christian culture has said, oh, well, the next step is go to church. And when you go to church, everything will be solved for you. You'll figure it all out. How you work with God in this world is all found in the church. All your meaningful relationships will be found in the church. Your kids' Christian rearing will happen in the church. And God's kingdom will be expanded because you went to church.
Right.
So all of those things can happen, But there's absolutely no guarantee that any of those things will happen.
Right.
It can sometimes have the opposite effect.
It can sometimes backfire and go the wrong way.
Yeah.
So let's talk about one aspect that I was saying that Rob and I had a conversation about, you and Megan, and primarily Megan. You had just said that that you told us a couple weeks ago that you guys were starting to go to a church. Now, we have said this as well, that the three of us do not go to church regularly.
Correct.
Of the three of us that go to church regularly would be Tyler has way more mileage church-wise than Chris and I put together.
Right.
Which is not saying a lot.
It's not a lot.
Because it's not like he got a attendance pin for going to church, you know, 52 weeks in a row, right?
And no, I haven't got one of those.
Okay,
yet.
Cool.
I'm working for it.
You're just trying to get like once every month in a row.
Once a month.
Okay, cool. So you told us that you and Megan were going to go to try out another church, and primarily the reason was to. Do you remember what you told us? The reason was for Megan. No.
What? I mean, I could tell you why now. But what did you hear?
You said that to meet people.
Sure. Yeah.
Primarily, that's the only reason why you're going. Really, yeah. It's just to meet
people. That's one of the bigger reasons.
Yeah, okay. And I mean, obviously, you guys, you know, I used to have small kids. You guys do have small kids now. I know. And when we talked about this in episode 11, that there definitely is a pressure. And your parents have little kids. Got to get them in church.
Yep.
I got to get them acclimated to Jesus and whatever. And that's cool. That's cool. But you said that primarily we just need to meet people. And I think that's a real, it's a real deal for Christians to want to be around organically, want to be around other Christians. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah.
So, and we all, the three of us all feel that definitely.
I love being around other Christians.
I do too. I really do.
You could call it church, but.
I call it whatever you want, hanging out at, you know, Scott's backyard or whatever. That's cool. So I look at it like that is the organic body of Jesus, you know, calling out to one another to come together. Mm. We have also said too, because we have also said people are going to be like, you know, but you have to come to church. What about forsaking the assembly? You know,
right.
And we've also said like, well, that can be
debunked.
Done. Yeah, that can be done several different ways. But the truth is that we do need the assembly. We do need each other.
Yes,
Jesus didn't say that the ecclesia consists of one person doing this way over here.
Individually.
One person. No, it's not an individualistic thing. Yeah. It's a family. So we definitely do need one another. And that is, we're not by any means saying that doesn't exist. So don't go to church because that doesn't exist or whatever. The question is, can you find real meaningful family Christian relationships in the church? And is the church necessarily set up to fulfill that need?
So this is what I'm saying. So because of the way our society is set up today,
mm-hmm.
right? We no longer have these like places to meet people and have these like thriving relationships where they have like villages form, right?
Because uh-huh.
even in a neighborhood, like how many people know their or hang out with their neighbors right next door, right? Not a lot.
No, very,
in the supermarket, like you don't go to this regular spot all the time, build a relationship. That doesn't happen anymore,
mm-hmm.
right? But there are places, institutions like church building, where you can come every week. And mm-hmm. there will be Christians there.
Yeah.
But if you misplace value in it, right, if you don't evaluate it correctly for what the purpose is,
mm-hmm.
you'll always have these like unmet expectations.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, what if you had, because I believe Megan and I know what ecclesia is.
Yeah.
And what it isn't.
Yeah.
Right? And we know, like, not everyone in the church understands that. That's
uh-huh.
okay.
Uh-huh.
But I still believe you can have meaningful relationships with people there.
Yes.
Right? And,
sure.
And like, yeah. So I think that's what I'm saying is.
I think you can. I think that they're very conditional.
Sure.
And I'm saying that out of like...
They can be conditional as well. They don't have to always... I don't think there's like a...
They don't always have to be. Yes. But unfortunately, there is a major condition that is naturally put on it.
Sure.
What's the condition? You're all going to the same church.
Yeah.
If you don't go to that church anymore, though...
Right.
There's a real, real deal. And that's what I'm trying to like say is like, I agree. I think we need better expectations of what church is and what it is not, and what it does not do. And I would say like to the start of it, because there are phrases like church family, you need a church family.
Right.
And I think, okay, cool. As long as something doesn't happen in that family, that's probably going to be okay. It could be.
Right.
There's a couple of problems though if you look at it from like the idea of like it being a church family or an environment to really get to know people. It definitely is predicated on you still going, all parties involved going.
Sure.
But it also is predicated on you going other than Sunday morning.
Right.
Because the reality is a Sunday morning in a church's mind is not set up for you to meet people.
Right. Correct.
It's set up for you to come and listen and watch. Audience.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's what we talked about before. Like, you don't have much of a role to play in a movie theater.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's the idea of like, is going to a movie the best first date?
Yeah, right.
That's been like a debate.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to sit in one seat. She's going to sit in the other seat or whatever. And you may share popcorn and you might say one thing or you may say a couple of things before the movie starts. But it's typically not a really good way to really get to know people because that's not what the purpose is of the movie theater.
Right.
So.
But mm-hmm. This is again of like expectations, right? If your purpose is you want to know someone, don't bring them to the movie. But if you want a shared experience, go to the movie together.
Yeah.
It's exactly right.
What the expectation of the date is
exactly
then you'll,
right.
Yes,
I'm going to get to know this person really well. Oh yeah, what are you doing? We're going to go to the movie. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, but if you want to like go to the movie and after the movie you go like, what'd you think of the movie?
Right,
that was awesome. Maybe that's something that can initiate. But you're going to have another event.
Yes,
of that
because
event.
It can't just be that
It can't be. Yes. Yeah, you have to go out to eat, and then we'll talk about it. Oh, that was a great movie. What'd you think about the plot? It was awesome, and so. So going to church, and the essence of what church is. Obviously, church is not just Sunday morning, but it primarily is.
Yes.
They do have other things going on, but
it flows out of Sunday morning.
It flows out of Sunday morning, and if somebody comes to one of those extra events. Immediately, the first thing that people are going to try to get them to do is to come on Sunday morning. Because for some reason, Sunday morning is, as we've said, it's the official. You're not completely official if you come on Wednesday night Bible study. Because really, to really do it right, you need to come on Sunday morning. And to come back for
usually the Bible study on Wednesday is also on the sermon on Sunday.
Could very well be.
Right? Like,
could very well be. So we look at the church as a whole in all those different aspects, and that's fine. But the reality is that if you're going to get to know other people, you're going to have to go the extra mile than just Sunday morning. If you choose a church, let's say a church that has small groups or something like that. Again, there's an expectation with small groups too. I mean, because man, they could be, wow. Small groups can be all over the place.
Yep, right.
They can either be like really, really awesome. They very rarely are. Majority of the time, they're a hot mess and they don't last very long.
Right.
And so just knowing that if I'm going to church and I want to find in church that true like Christian partnership with other Christians. There's a real highly likelihood that that's not going to happen unless you're willing to go the extra mile
right.
in church. And you know,
through Bible study. Was that the conversation that you and Robin had?
Yeah, okay. It was a conversation of like, you know, I want to go to church. Like, why do people go to church?
Right.
We can just sit here and go like, well, you know, if we went out and, you know, interviewed people, why do you think people want to go to church? Get to know people. Okay. It's what the Bible commanded us. That's how I meet God. I just want to worship and feel good.
Right.
There's a lot of different of those things. And the one thing of like, I want to, you know, get to know people.
Yeah.
Is like, it's an expectation, and not to like dash everybody's dreams of this. I don't think everybody's got a big ton of dreams of this, but the reality is like that can happen. I have witnessed it in church ministry, but it's primarily with people who are there two or three times a week, not just people come on.
Oh, Sunday. Right. Yeah. Like the core. Yeah. Yeah.
And of those people, that come.
So, but this is my pushback, right? Mm-hmm. Because if it isn't, if you are at this place where we're at, where we understand what ecclesia is and what the, like, what Jesus came to die and complete,
yeah,
right? Versus what church is,
yeah,
in our context in North/South Carolina, in Burbank,
mm-hmm,
in 2024, right? If you aren't going to church to find Christians, then how are you finding Christians?
Yeah.
I think that is my thing, is because like we have tried, this is where we're in this place, personally speaking, right? We have tried to do like different forms of churches, right?
Mm-hmm.
House church,
right?
Like the other church, whatever. Impact, we used to be a church sort, yeah, of.
On campus.
On campus.
Yeah.
But there are holes in all these things.
Yeah. Right?
And I think, but this was before I really had confidence in what ecclesia is, uh-huh, and what church is and it and, mm-hmm, isn't.
Uh-huh.
Right? I think my thing is like, I still think it can be a place where I'm not, my plan isn't to like change a church, right? But I believe there are people at that church that probably need the information that I have. And I can help them out.
Yeah.
Right. And I can probably find people there because I have no other places that I go to now where I'm having connections where the same value system of who God is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my biggest like hurdle right now is like we want to be around people who also believe in similar beliefs that we have. Right.
Uh-huh.
But if it's not a church, where is it? Well, we haven't been to a church. So let's go to a church and see if that is there for us. But so for me is talking, sure, is like, how can we help people use this existing institution, right, appropriately?
I don't know.
because
the problem is, Chris, is that like every church is doing the same thing over and over and over.
At the same time, every church is also different, right? Like you have no idea what the,
well, they're different,
what
people,
they're doing well and what they're not doing well.
Well, I could probably guess what they were doing well.
Sure.
Because
sure.
Really, they only do one thing.
Yeah, but they do it.
People don't come on Sunday morning because they've got an amazing small group.
Right.
No, people don't come on Sunday morning because they have an amazing, you know, Bible study thing. No, it's the, what are the elements of Sunday morning? It's music and teaching.
Right.
And they may have good food and stuff. That doesn't keep people there. What keeps, if we
Sunday
look at
Sunday morning, they have good food.
Some of them do. The ones that, the
yeah,
ones
the
that,
potlucks.
The oh, ones, that's true.
The ones that do well. I mean, if we look at like Elevation and stuff like that, the mega churches that are actually growing, because we read a statistic that the, uh-huh, mega churches are getting bigger,
yeah,
and the rest of the churches are getting smaller.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Eventually, it's just going to be mega churches, and mega churches are going to have satellites here, there,
because
and everywhere.
This is what I'm saying, because I think it is way harder to find a community of people in a mega church, because we've also been to, I talked about another church experience where it was basically a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And like you just go in, the lights are dim, and you go out. There's nowhere. But there are other churches that are, I think, are set up to be more inviting to meet people. Right. This is what I'm saying again. There, churches are doing things because of the human element. There are like some churches have different strengths and weaknesses. Right. Most churches just want to be the next Elevation. Right.
Uh huh.
I would say like 99% of churches want to be the next Elevation, even though they don't admit it
they do the things that elevation does.
Yes.
They might not say out loud that we're trying to be elevation.
Yeah.
But because we've seen them be quote unquote successful,
right?
Why wouldn't we do the same thing?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because successful is just more people coming to your church.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then less and less engagement.
Yes. So what were we just talking about?
I think Scott is trying to persuade you
to give up on trying to find people
at a church.
Yeah, let me say this.
So, but if you can't do that, what are you supposed to do? But,
well, right. I mean, isn't that what we're trying to do?
Yeah, provide an
alternative. Not necessarily an alternative, but like something that really should be the way
because
it is.
Have you guys ever heard of Reology?
Yeah, there we go.
Where can I find that? They have a website.
If you get two people and then they get two people, it's going
to
be awesome. Let me say this. I don't think it's wrong for people because I get it. I get it.
Our goal isn't not to get people to go to church.
I'm not trying to get anybody to not go to church. Yes. I'm trying to help people understand, as you just said, expectations. Yes. What are your expectations?
Yes. I think that's what I'm trying to, the conversation should be about.
Because like if you're expecting, and we've written these things down, if you're expecting church to be the pinnacle of your Christian life, it's going to disappoint you.
Yes.
If you think this is what Jesus had in mind all along, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to go closer to God. Everything a Christian needs in order to grow closer to God can be found in 1 hour church service. You're going to be seriously disappointed. The church service is the great initiation or starting point for a Christian. It can be, but most of the time it's not. Because why? Churches are internally focused and you're going to go there.
It's based on an event.
Go there. Maybe you get more involved in that specific local church.
Right.
A church family is a true family for a Christian. No, you're going to be disappointed. True community can only be found in the church. You're going to be disappointed. Growth equals numbers. If that's your mentality, hey, look, this is a growing church. Why? They got a bunch of people here. Maybe they're just there because it's better than the church they came from. Right. And that's it.
Right.
It's slightly better. And my thought is this, instead of placing a lot of, you know, of your hopes and dreams into church, the way we have it, is that go to church for what it actually is.
Yes.
And what church actually is it is a service that can be a motivator for you to go beyond.
Yeah.
And not necessarily go beyond internally in the church, but go beyond in what Jesus is actually calling you to do on this planet.
It should be an airport, right? You're only there for a little bit.
It could,
The goal is to leave the airport and be launched somewhere.
The problem, though, is that when it comes down to brass tacks, most 99.9% of church leaders, when they think of you growing and, you know, getting involved in ministry, their radar does not indicate the whole idea and concept of outside these walls.
Right.
Now, they say it sometimes, but they don't mean it.
Right.
They would prefer you to stay right there and whatever. So I guess what I'm saying is this is like, because I know people who go to church, they have the Reology mentality we talk about, and they know that the church is not the cul-de-sac. But they go because they understand what it actually is.
Yes.
And their expectations are not above and beyond that.
Yeah.
And so therefore they're okay.
Yeah.
Yes. They're okay.
See, I think there can be people you can build a bond with that also weigh church appropriately. Because I think you can tell the people who are like all in for the church and people who aren't.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's still for me an opportunity to meet people who are a little bit more like-minded. Because I'm not currently trying to find a church because like I am starved for expositional preaching, right?
Uh-huh.
I am wanting to go to church because I am a little starved for worship in a corporate worship setting, right?
I think I'm totally starved for corporate worship.
Right? I just don't
want to get into it and all of a sudden the bumper comes and here comes the preacher for 45 minutes.
But also I'm a little starved for like this community of people mm-hmm. that I can like connect with on a deeper level. right? Because my circle is pretty small with that. Mm-hmm. Right? So I believe that those elements can be found in some existing churches.
I think you are absolutely right. Yeah, and I think they can be found in some existing churches.
There are people who are weighing it appropriately who are still going to a church. But at the same time, I also am excited to tell people the difference between ecclesia and church.
Uh-huh.
I also have a heart to do that because I think I want to, like, we've met too many people who are probably still going to church and they are saying all the words or the idea that we are giving words to, right? I think people haven't had, like, an opportunity to talk to someone and say, like, I don't think church is the pinnacle of the Christian experience. Right. But they may not find other people who think this similarly, but their husband and wife together will probably think about that after the service. Mm-hmm. And they just, I'm not saying I'm here to save the church, but I think, undercover, double agent.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not going to.
Right.
Because they will not allow that to happen. Yes. And if you are, you know, if you are involved and engaged in other people in the church on a official basis,
what is an official basis?
Like leading a small group teaching a class.
See, I have no desire to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not, they're not going to allow you to talk about, you
know, whatever I want,
ecclesia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not saying that it can't happen. I'm just saying, make sure your expectations are where they are.
I'm just saying infiltrate, destroy, rebuild.
What's that from?
That's my college motto.
Yeah.
Sorry, for what?
I don't know.
That's
a cool thing that I.
That makes a lot of sense
for knowing Chris.
Yeah. That's been a thing for, you know, a couple different decades of people going in and trying to change the church from the inside.
I'm too old. I don't have enough energy for that.
And it doesn't. Yeah. It just never works.
Too much work.
Yeah.
You know, I think. For me. If someone came to me and said, hey, I need to meet people and I want to go to church, what are your thoughts? I would probably say, you could, you know, there's a chance that you could meet some people going to a worship service. It's probably slim chances, but I would probably try to figure out a better way, something that has a better chance of success.
Right.
And I get it. There aren't a lot of those right now.
Yeah.
But that's what we're trying to change.
That's absolutely right.
We're trying to create, you know,
waiting for people to, like, have this time of the week. We can all get together at a certain place in the Charlotte area where we can just have the conversations.
Well, and that's what I was getting ready to say. I mean, we're looking at doing these little luncheon kind of things where we can bring people, targeted like-minded people, because, like, for instance, you go to church and your thoughts are, I'm trying to find like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure how you're going to do that. There's only a slight,
I'm making two circles with my fingers, slight crossover in the Venn diagram like-minded, right?
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think because there's a far greater chance that you're going to find people who are absolutely the opposite of like-mindedness.
Yeah.
Because they go, oh, I love church. There's nothing wrong with this at all. I'm going. You know, the duns are our people, kind of, mostly, who are just done with it. They're the ones that have finally realized what the church does and what it doesn't do.
Right.
And they don't, their expectations are normal because they're like, I don't really need what they can do.
Yeah.
I can find that somewhere else. Like Tyler, you said, and we've talked about this a lot. I would love for some church in the Charlotte metro area saying, listen, every Sunday we put on a worship service and it is solely made to glorify God. If you want to come and, like, pour yourself out and leave, like, completely empty because you poured everything out, then this is the place for you. And it's not like anything you've ever experienced. I'd probably be there every week.
Well,
but
yeah,
nobody
with
does that.
No strings attached.
No strings
no
attached.
No manipulation. No, no other invitation.
No.
Just like a worship center.
See, it's this is not to, like, pat ourselves in the back. But
backpack.
Impact, not to plug Impact as well. But we did do that, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was actually really cool
because
the vision behind it was, there'd be no talking, no mentioning of impact.
Right.
You just come in, there's live worship.
No message.
There's a dark lights. You're not supposed to like meet people there. It's not for that. It's for it to mm-hmm. have a space to have this mm-hmm. corporate loop.
Yeah.
And then never got off the ground.
Yeah.
But
yet.
Well, I mean,
advertising problems.
Well, I mean, I think that there is, I mean, that's just the idea of understanding what things do and what they don't do. And the church pretty much doesn't, it has a program.
Yes.
And the program is what it is.
Yes.
And if you really like it, great. But I think a lot of people are, you know, will not like it or will not find what they're hoping to find in it because their expectations are
low. Yeah. Cause I think to what you're saying too, is like, I think the church is really made for like the 5% that really love the church.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and the
5% is the one that keeps the church alive.
Right. And as we joked last time in the episode was like that the 5% does 95% of the work.
And one person of the 5% will be the next.
And they gripe about that. And the reality is like, what are you asking people to do?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not really getting anybody engaged or involved because you're having come in and sit down and you're hoping that they just go, I love this so much. I'm going to be here every day and I'm going to help volunteer and whatever. And it's like, it doesn't work that way. People only really volunteer and give when they find worth into something.
Right.
You know, it's like going to Chick-fil-A and having an amazing experience going like, I'm going to tell all my friends. That's referral based marketing. And it's only based because someone actually really does like it.
Right.
Not because they were told to.
Right.
Or, hey, go tell a friend and we'll give you a coupon. Now sometimes that does work, but it's not, you know, it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, if someone came to us and said, hey, how can I find like-minded people? I would say, let's go grab coffee. I'm here.
Yes, you're talking to one.
I'm right here. Let's do this. Let's do this. And then, oh, you got a couple other people? Let's bring them to coffee, too. To me, that is, like, much a better description of what Ecclesia really is anyway. Is like
that to me is the extra
mile you should be really, really go for is like be willing to go and have coffee with somebody.
That makes sense. I still believe you can go to church and get what you want to get out of it.
I absolutely. Yes. I'm just saying that
if you know where you're
going to
get,
if you know, if you know ahead of time what you're going to get, then you can. But you know, I just know that there are several situations where if something goes weird, like you can meet people and then,
but
and
that's the great. same way of meeting strangers as well, right? The human element is always there.
But the thing, if it's not attached to a church, then the expectation is that we don't know what's going to happen. But so many people attend church expecting this is going to be everything to me. But if we understand that that's not the expectation, then I have this like freedom to like try new people to experiment. And experience the kind of like the unknown. That is scary 100%, but that is what this is all about.
Yes.
Like
we're
on this discovery journey with God, alongside God, and who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. And I think just the idea of like, you know, we talk about situational relationships, right? This is the way it happens in life. It's just, this is an organic idea, the way of relationships. It's like if the three of us said, hey, let's go to the next Panthers game when you know, football season starts. Cool. We go to the Panthers game and we like meet the dudes around us and we high five and those guys. We have no clue who these guys are.
Yeah,
don't even know their first name. Can't remember the first name, even though they told us, dude, awesome, sweet. Yeah. And we have an amazing situation, amazing relationship right there at that moment.
Yeah.
The game's over with. Yep, see ya. Good luck. We get in the car, never see him again.
Yep. Yeah.
It was situational based on the situation. And church is the same way. Everything is that way. If I have kids involved and Carly was involved in marching band, we volunteered in marching band, got to know marching band parents and stuff like that. Cool, whatever. Did we have a life outside of that? No. Not that I wasn't willing to do that. It just didn't organically go there.
Right.
So, and you can be intentional if you see that there is an organic connection, you know, the like-mindedness.
Yes.
You can be intentional on trying to, you know, cultivate that, mm-hmm. right? Or not, and just let it die on the side of the road. But I think that's kind of the idea of Jesus is like, I don't want you to go out there and fake stuff.
Right.
I want you to pursue organic stuff, the things that are. So like with, I guess for me, I look at it as like, if we're trying to properly teach, train and equip Jesus disciple makers, the first thing we would say is like, remember and understand what role church actually does play. The church that we have currently in mm-hmm. the 21st century mm-hmm. culture of America, what role does that currently play? Not every church is the same, but most of them
there's
are.
There's a lot of overlap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of them are. And there may be a couple of, not maybe, I know there are a couple of churches that are like rogue agents, man. They are, they're doing things really, really differently and cool. But even they are doing their thing. You know, so you have an expectation, but I would say like, try to cultivate the relationships that you currently have and work towards that. Yeah. Because those can be a better vehicle mm-hmm. for meeting people than what the church is right now. Mm-hmm. It's not a very good vehicle to meet people. It's just not. You go into the,
no, it's a great vehicle to meet people. I would say like it's a great
for introduced to people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great right? vehicle to see
hey,
other
what's
human
your name?
Beings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the
and
tag?
Then maybe talk with a handful of them.
Yeah.
But it's not a great vehicle to walk away with a deeper relationship.
Yeah, to know and to be known.
Yes, I mean it's going to be going and seeing other human beings and talking with them. Sure, right. But saying like, hey, we're going to be family. I'd be careful with that kind of mentality.
But okay, no. I'm going to push back again because that a lot of people have that though. And I don't want to say like they're all the exception to the rule. I think a lot of people. I know a lot of people who are.
What's the percentage there?
I know a lot of people who are currently at a church uh-huh. that their closest friends are coming from that church.
Okay.
A lot of people. So I don't think there is this like you won't find anyone any close relationships. That feels a
but
little.
The conversation. No, the conversation is knowing what you know, Chris. Finding those kinds of people that are valuing church in the appropriate way,
also,
right?
But I think a lot of people are still. I think a lot of people are, like, church isn't what it used to be, and a lot of people aren't that dumb. I think they've appropriately seen that church is not what it used to be. There are flaws to the church,
okay.
right? I think they can. I think they can admit that and still have this like amongst themselves, like, but we still love these connections that we built here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you're making it sound like that doesn't happen at all.
Scott.
Yeah, I would say that happens.
Who do you think you are?
I'm just saying that if you're going into a church and thinking this leads to a family situation.
It's not
situation.
Automatic. Like it happens. It's
Be careful thinking that because
sense.
The reality is
you still have to.
And once again, I'm not saying it can't, but it is incredibly conditional.
Yes.
Because if you decide that we don't want to go to that church anymore and we're going to go to the church down the street,
that is,
I'm telling
sense.
You right now, that family that you met with that church is going to be gone.
Yeah.
It just happens the majority of the time.
I believe that.
So therefore the question is like, well, is it really family?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. It's situational family.
Right.
And when the situation's over, so is the family,
right.
typically. So, like, if we're talking about people who are longing to find actual like-minded, like, partners to do life with in Christianity, I'm saying that it's going to be very, very difficult to find that in the church setting. Not that it doesn't or can't happen.
Right.
Sure, it can. And it does. But it's also very situational and you better stay with it. But I'm saying that you have a better opportunity of finding that in other ways. I get it that we don't have, they're not created for us so that we
that's
can
what,
easily
that's
go
what
to
I'm saying.
Best Buy doesn't carry what you want.
Because
guess what? Go over here. They may carry
but
it or
of,
they carry
a
it.
Lot of duns.
We don't really have any options.
A lot of duns that we know in the city now or nuns, duns.
Done with church.
Nuns
are
non-affiliated. But still spiritual? Whatever. Yes.
They're still spiritual.
Yeah, nuns and nuns. They don't have any spiritual communities.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's what I'm saying. But I think they are not done with Jesus. They're just done with like what the church was. I think they still have this desire to be around like-minded people.
Well, sure.
I think they just don't know how to do it because that doesn't exist. And right. I'm saying you can do that if you have the confidence in what the ecclesia is and the right theology to go into a church, and because you have no other option. The other option is, well, I can meet someone, but they're probably not Christian, and then I have to do all this. Well, you know, that's not... like that.
Well, there
that
are other options. They're not easy options.
You're right.
They're not easy. What I'm saying is that you can't... It's like we've got these institutions set up that are potential marketplaces for relationships, but there's no guarantee. And matter of fact, they're doing it the harder way. You probably actually have a better chance of ending up getting what you're wanting by actually going and doing it the hard way. I mean, that is the ecclesia.
Right.
If not, it's just being a church goer and I'm going to a church. I mean, it's like going to a country club.
But
being
you can
a member
still
of
be
country
part
club.
Of the ecclesia and go to a church.
Yes. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that the church environment typically doesn't promote the ecclesia.
Yes.
So how can you continue to be or thrive as the ecclesia in an environment that doesn't really...
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
That's why you have to go undercover.
Yeah.
And do the
different names.
And change them within.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would say this is like, don't be afraid. I get the temptation. I've been there too. I mean, Robin and I would go to churches and then we'd be like, forget it.
Right.
Just forget it. This doesn't work. And then literally like about 6 months later, we're going, all right, well, let's try this at the church.
Right.
I get the temptation because why? It's right there. But what I'm saying is this, is that, you know, how many times does it take before you learn that this is what it is? Yeah. You are not going to go in there and change it.
I hear you, Scott.
Yeah.
But I think there's still this, like, I think trying is better than not trying. Because if you're not willing to try to meet other people...
But you're saying that trying and not trying on one...
Yeah, yes.
One
because,
thing.
Because that
I'm saying there are way more options out there that even though we don't think are out
but those
there,
people,
they're out there.
I agree. Mm-hmm. They are out there. But that's really scary for a lot of people. And it's also not like their personality type is too... Because part of it, the epidemic today, is also loneliness. Which is already telling you people are not meeting and having like these enriching relationships, right?
Uh-huh.
But if these institutions exist already where you can meet people,
uh-huh.
but it all, I think it's still worth trying to go into these places with the right theology and the right placement of what the church is to potentially meet people there.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of people that have the right theology.
But I'm also not saying don't
position.
Try to meet people. Right. I think you can do both.
I mean, you can do both, but I mean, we're talking about duns here, right?
Yeah,
people who've already done it. Why would we say, hey, listen, because now you got the right tools. Go back in there.
Right.
Instead, why don't you just get to know other people? There's other ways that we can have a virtual relationship with a bunch of duns.
But a lot of
duns.
People don't do that. And that doesn't exist. Well, that's what I'm saying. Because I think being very
Chris
like,
has
pragmatic.
Tried to do that already.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people who... don't know how to build relationships well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're tapped out in their current relationship circle. There are no existing Christians. That is a realistic thing, right? So
sure.
So I'm not saying forsake all those people and don't even pour into that and go to church. I think I'm just saying there are people who are right now, like I still want to have these like Christian friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can still go into a church with the right theology and find a community there. I think that's not a bad thing to do.
I have never said it's a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you're right.
But you're saying the chances are very slim.
I don't want to like put blinders on and go, this is the only way.
Yeah, but Chris
there's nothing else
but
to
that's,
do.
That's what I'm
this
saying.
This is not what I'm saying.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I think, yeah.
I'm saying that even though like there are other things that seemingly are difficult, I'm like, in the end, it's worth it. Because here's my thought. My fear is that if you truly are a dun and you've been to church and you've done this over and over, and now you have a new theology, You've come, you've listened to these podcasts. You are, man, I'm wearing a Reology t-shirt to church next week. I'm going to show those guys. And the reality is there's like shirts. You're going into an arena that does not, they don't really, it's not the right atmosphere.
It's like taking a tennis racket to a basketball game.
Yeah, it's almost like going into.
Well, you can play.
It's like going into Target and saying, like, I know you want a TV here, but here's the deal. You really ought to go over here to Best Buy to get a TV, because it's like it's kind of a weird. It's not that we're trying to tell people not to go to church, but I'm just saying that there are a bunch of duns already who've done this over and over and over. And my thing would be like, wouldn't it be smarter to pour your energies in a different direction?
Right.
If you want to go to church, I don't care. Go for it. But just don't go in with these hyped up expectations.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, I mean, is it?
That's literally what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you have the right expectations, you can go to, you can get out of it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking, if you go into a church with, now I've got new theology, I'm not quite sure your expectations are right. Because your new theology, I mean, the chances of you meeting somebody that is going to give you enough information to help you understand that they're the right people to talk to. I feel like your efforts would be better found somewhere else. I just think they could. I think
that's fair.
You know, I think, like I said, going to church because I want to hear a little bit of music. And I know this guy's, he's not a great preacher, but he's okay. You know, and my kids want to go.
Sure.
Okay, go. Great. Go for it. You know your expectations. Yeah. You know that this guy is not going to be magically Francis Chan overnight.
I feel like it's too easy to boil down humans to this element of like they're controlled by the church's agenda. I just don't believe that. I think there are too many people who are today, like, you can get meaningful relationships out of churches today that aren't like completely bought in. Because I don't like the idea that like people, you won't be able to talk to a single person who goes to that church because they're all bought into the idea of the church and the gender church. That isn't true. And we know that's not true because the data shows us they're leaving all the time. So you can find people.
My question is, how do you bring that up?
I think it's way easier than you think. I think people are almost waiting for us.
I'm just kind of thinking to myself, like on a Sunday morning, how long do you have to have a conversation with somebody where you can get to that point?
I think very quickly.
Quickly? Like, Scott does not believe just, you well, even like, a little
bit. What's here, quickly? I'm here because I think in my head it'd be like, I'm here because I know that church isn't what Jesus died for. It's the ecclesia. But I'm here to like find other people like-minded because I'm having a hard time finding other Christians outside of my work. I think people are like, oh, that makes sense. I don't think people are like, how dare you? I think a lot of people would be like,
no, I don't.
Tell me more, actually. What do you mean by that? I think people would be very curious in that sentence and probably relate way more than we think.
I think most people who show up for a church,
shoving match now.
First and foremost, most people are late, so they're hurrying up and they're getting their kids checked in and they're going to sit down.
Sure.
Most people are not sitting out in the lobby and having conversations. Well, with people.
This is hyperbolic. Most people are not late.
And if they, well,
majority, like less than
a lot of them are running late and trying to get there as fast as they can.
Sure.
And even if they are having conversations in the lobby, I don't think most people are expecting them to be deep, meaningful conversations. Agreed. I think it's like, hi, how are you doing? Agreed. Cool. What do you do for a living? Agreed. Cool. Great. So
what you would have to put more work. Yeah.
In a limited amount of time. The only way this does work is if you get to the point very quickly because you don't have time.
Sure.
Number one.
Yes.
So agreed.
This is going to be a great experiment.
Your approach.
I can't
wait to prove Scott wrong.
Yeah. Okay. I'll prove all of you wrong. Happily say I'll
never see y'all again. I'll be a thriving church member.
Well, here's the deal. In order to prove me wrong, you have to do both.
Theology.
You have to do
good theology.
You have to do both, right?
What?
In an experiment, you have to do both. You're going to have to put the same amount of effort into going to church and doing this as you would into just meeting people and whatever. And then be able to really see what the fruits are. Because that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't go do it.
What I'm saying is, my own personal experience is it's been really, really hard to find meaningful Christian relationships right now in my season of life. And it's been so hard.
You got it right here.
I know. But my wife isn't part of this.
Well, let's go out to dinner. Okay. I'm trying to solve the problems here, man. Right? Sure, I'm going to go the extra mile.
You might be the problem, though. Yeah. Chris doesn't want to hang out with you.
Invite Megan. You stay home with the kids.
This is it. And I'd rather go to church.
Or you go to church. Yeah. Robin and I and Megan would take the kids to Chick-fil-A. Actually, we can't. They're not open on Sunday. Darn you, Chick-fil-A.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what you get.
All right. Well, next time, Chris is going to report on how things went at the church service that he went to at Mosaic. Hopefully, eventually, you'll actually go. See, that's part of it, too. You actually got to go, too.
We've been talking about going for the last, 2 months.
Yeah.
I've not once entered.
I know. You got to. That's part of that plan. You got to actually go there.
There is a chance that I go once and be like, you're right. No one go to church.
Can we?
Just kidding.
I'm going to end this conversation. Can we start saying bye? On the podcast, can we just say bye, guys?
Yeah, we can say it right now if you want.
Yeah, let's say it.
All right.
Are we all going to three say it at the same time, Tyler, separately?
Tyler, you can say it for us.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you happen to have any questions about an episode or just questions or thoughts generally, we'd love to hear them. You can either go to our website, reologylife.com, and fill out the form on the homepage, or just send us a message through our Instagram page, which is reology_life. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.